Welcome back to another edition of Pick 6, brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. I have 6 great questions from you. Let's get right to them. The first one from Chris L. Some are being critical of Christian Ponder, but I think they are forgetting this is only his second season and his first full season as starter. I am not concerned. What are your thoughts? I agree with you, Chris. Actually, Christian Ponder's game at Washington was the 16th start of his career, so one full season into it. I think he's off to a pretty good start, and he's playing quite well this season. No, last week's game against Washington wasn't our best effort on any side of the ball, but for the season, Christian Ponder is completing 68.6% of his passes, has a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, and a passer rating of 92.4. Again, he hasn't been perfect every single week, but most of the time, he's been pretty good. More importantly, he's showing progression as he's gone through his career. His career arc is ascending. And what I also like about him is he's able to bounce back from mistakes. We've seen that time and again, and we even saw it last week against Washington. He had a couple of turnovers late in the game, but he bounced back in the fourth quarter, led us to 14 straight points. So Christian Ponder is able to overcome mistakes. I have complete confidence in him, and I can't wait to watch him the rest of the way. Our next question comes from Orlando in Maple Grove, Minnesota. What happened to our defense? They were so good early in the season, and last week they took a step back. It wasn't their best performance of the season, but I don't know if they took a step back. They did hold Alfred Morris to just 2.9 yards per rushing. He was the fourth leading rusher in the NFL coming into the game. But I know what you're saying. Giving up that touchdown run to Robert Griffin III to seal the game was frustrating. We only allowed 178 yards passing to Griffin, but he killed us on the ground. So I don't know if it was a step back. We need a step forward in improvement this week against Arizona, but I'm not worried. Our next question comes from Alex in Dublin, Ohio. Plexico Burris, Terrell Owens, and Chad Ochocinco are all out there. Should the Vikings look to free agency to fix the deep threat problem? I don't think so. Think about it. Those three players are still out there. We're 6 weeks into the season. No other teams are interested in those guys either, so I'm not sure that they are the answer. The Vikings have talented receivers on the roster. We just haven't seen it yet. I think Devin Aromashadu can get deep on opposing defenses. I think Jerome Simpson, when he's healthy, can get deep on opposing defenses. I'm happy with the receivers who are here. We just have to do a better job of executing the deep pass. Our next question comes from Connor. Jamarcus Sanford has played great the past few weeks, but when Mistrell Raymond comes back, who will be the starter? Great question by Connor. Usually you tell players you're not gonna lose a job to injury. At the same time, you want to play the guy who gives you the best chance to win. So I think when Mistrell comes back and he's healthy enough to play, it'll be just like it was in training camp. Every practice, every week, those two players are going to be evaluated. And the best player, according to the coaches, is going to play the most in those games and will be the starter. So essentially, it just goes back to another open competition once Mistrell is healthy. The good news is the Vikings know they have two players who are capable of starting. Our next question comes from Jackson in Omaha, Nebraska. What do you think of the Vikings playing a game in London next year? I think it's a great opportunity for the Vikings and their fans to put the team and the organization on the world stage. We're all proud of this team and of the Vikings brand, and now the whole world is gonna see it when the Vikings play in London next year. They're gonna play the Pittsburgh Steelers. What a great matchup to have on the world stage. Two franchises with great history in the Steelers and the Vikings. Next September, it's gonna be fun to watch them play in London. Our last question comes from Ben in Portland, Oregon. I have Adrian on my fantasy team and have started him each week, but he hasn't scored many TDs. Should I bench him this week? No, don't bench Adrian Peterson. He's playing the Arizona Cardinals. He had 122 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns last year when he played the Arizona Cardinals at Mall of America Field. I think he could have just as big a game this year. Keep him in your starting lineup if you never want to bench Adrian. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6. Next week's a short week because we play on Thursday, but we're committed to you, so we're going to be back with another edition. Send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you in next week's edition of Pick 6. They did hold Washington...
Come on!